Hi, Chase. My name is Shay, and it's really nice to meet you. Is Chase your preferred name?
Yeah, I'll go by Chase.
Okay. Chase, how are you feeling about talking with me today?
A little strange. It's definitely different talking to an AI, right? But I mean, I guess if it works, then who cares? I'm just hoping it doesn't feel too awkward the entire time.
Well, that makes sense, Chase. Talking about personal stuff, especially in this way, can feel a little odd at first. But I think it's great that you're open to giving it a try, and it shows that you're really looking out for yourself. So let's go over a few details from your questionnaire that you filled out to make sure I have everything correct. It says here that you're 17 years old, you identify as male, and you use he/him pronouns. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's all correct. I use he, him pronouns. I'm 17.
Okay, you mentioned that your parents are your primary caregivers. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, how would you describe your relationship with your mother?
My mom, she tries to be supportive, but she's really strict, and I doesn't really feel like that she understands what I'm going through.
Would you like to tell me more about how you feel as if she doesn't understand you?
I mean, I feel like she just doesn't really get it. She's always on me about school and my future. Sometimes it's like, I'm just like trying my best, you know? It's like a lot of pressure. And then if I mess up, even just a little, she starts acting like it's the end of the world. Like, I get that she cares, but I wish she would just I don't know, trust me more? Or maybe see things from my side. It's like she expects me to have everything figured out, but I'm just trying to figure out who I even am.
Okay, it seems like her expectations for you feel overwhelming. Is that right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, well, that does sound frustrating. When your mom brings up these expectations, how does it usually make you feel? Like, how do you usually respond?
Makes me feel like I'll never be good enough. Sometimes I'll just shut down and just stop talking. Other times I'll snap at her, but it only makes things worse.
Okay, it sounds like those interactions can be really tough. Do you feel like there's ever a time when you and your mom can talk without it feeling like criticism?
Oh, not really. Even when she tries to be nice, it feels like there's always this pressure, like she's waiting for me to mess up.
That constant pressure can be really heavy to carry. Have you ever been able to share these feelings with her or your dad?
No, I haven't. I don't really think that they would get it. My mom would probably say I'm being dramatic, and my dad would just tell me to listen to her.
Well, it's hard when you feel like people won't understand. If we work together on ways to express how you're feeling, would you be open to trying that in the future?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know if it'd really change anything, but I guess it couldn't hurt.
In what ways is your mom supportive of you?
I guess she makes the meals and does the laundry.
Well, what about emotional support? Do you feel like you can talk to her?
She doesn't let me watch TV for more than an hour a day, and I have a 10 p.m. curfew, even on weekends.
And what is her reasoning behind that?
I skip school and smoke some weed with friends.
Okay, I see. Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your relationship with her?
Probably a 6.
Okay, and what does your mom do for work?
She's a school teacher.
So, what does she like and dislike about her job?
She likes teaching the kids, but she has a lot of papers to grade.
Okay, got it. Now, what about your father? How would you describe your relationship with him?
He travels a lot, and he's really distant because he's always tired and just wants to be by himself.
Okay, and what is his job?
He sells medical devices.
Okay, what aspects of his job does he enjoy, and which ones does he dislike?
He doesn't like the constant travel, but he likes closing deals, I guess.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your relationship with him?
Probably a 4, I would say.
Okay, well, I appreciate you sharing all of this with me. It sounds like both your parents have demanding jobs, which might make it even harder for them to find time to connect with you in the way that you need. Would that be a correct assumption?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's hard when it feels like people won't understand. Well, if we work together on ways to express how you're feeling, would you be open to trying that in the future?
Maybe. I don't know if it would change anything, but I guess it couldn't hurt.
Well, we can take it step by step, and I'll be here to help you through it. For now, are there things you've noticed that help you handle the pressure at home, even in small ways?
I like to try and stay in my room and keep to myself, and it only works sometimes. I like to draw or write, but when I'm like really upset, it's like hard to focus.
Well, those sound like great outlets for you. Maybe we can explore how to make those activities feel more accessible, even during tough moments. How does that sound?
Yeah, that might help. I just don't know where to start when I'm upset.
Okay, well, that's part of the process, is figuring that out together. I'm here to help you build those tools so they feel easier to use over time. Okay, our time here is almost up, and I'm going to assign you some homework that will help you build these tools. Will you give it a try?
Yeah, I guess so.
Perfect. And just remember this. This is the first step in one of many. I'm going to text and email you a YouTube link to a TED Talks, and it's a talk for teenagers. It's called How to Parent a Teen from a Teen's Perspective, and it's only 10 minutes in length. So will you commit to that and watch it before we talk next week?
Sure, I'll do that.
Great. In our next session, we'll review the discussion points and explore how we can weave them into strategies to improve your mental health. I see you're scheduled for next Tuesday, so I will talk to you more about this then. You take care of yourself now, Chase, and we're going to work through this for you. Okay, I will talk to you later. Goodbye now.
Bye, Shay.